Right, we'll take a break from the news items here while I give you some news of items that have been sent to us for airing on our programme. Firstly, from the council, an announcement about the renewal of a bylaw, and I apologise in advance for the legal terminology used, but we've got to get it right. The Alcohol Consumption Public Space Protection Order, PSPO, review 2023. The Alcohol PSPO enables Greater Manchester Police and any other authorised officer to challenge alcohol-related crime and antisocial behaviour in a public place. The current PSPO was last renewed in 2020 and is due to expire on the 18th of October this year. We are now seeking to renew it for a further 3 years and would like feedback from the public and key stakeholders for further information and to take part in this consultation, please visit www.bit.ly/alcohol_PSP023. The deadline for the feedback is next Thursday, 5th of October. Now, some forthcoming events being arranged by local churches and organisations. On Friday, 6th of October at 7:30 p.m, there's a quiz night at the Bridge Church, Rock Street, Horwich. Entry is £5 and you can book by email paynep, that's P-A-Y-N-E-P, at bridgebolton.com, or you can pay on the door. Sunday, 15th of October at 7 p.m, there's an evening of music at the Evangelical Church in Wright Street, Horwich, featuring two choirs, the No Words Allowed Choir and Blackrod Community Choir. Tickets are £10 each and are inclusive of refreshments. And also Saturday, October 7th, there is the first of three artisan markets to be held at Harwood Methodist Church on Longsight Lane in Harwood from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's free admission, and any profits from this and the future markets on the 4th of November and 2nd of December will be divided between the Methodist Church itself, Parkinson's UK, Learn, and Friends of Harwood. Right, that's the announcements done. Back to the news now. And the first item in this next section is an official statement about the possible name change of our local university, which is causing a real furore in the town. Then Doug will tell you about the firms who have been recognised at the Bolton Business Awards, and Carol and Chris will lighten the proceedings with a couple of items about local people, one good news and one with an awe factor. Carol will lead us off again.